Okay. So everybody here comfortable tapping on all the times it's been our fault? You ready? Okay. Even though I'm a big screw up. And I never want to admit it. At least not out loud. In my head? Different story. I'm a big screw up. I screwed it up again. I should have known better. Known more. Shut up. Said something.
Said no.
There's so many should haves.
Even though
I don't want others to know. There's a part of me. Really unhappy with me.
I wonder why.
If I could do it differently. If I could be smarter. More eloquent. Faster. Whittier. Have better boundaries. Oh, yes, I would. I'm not doing it on purpose. That voice in my head. Why is it berating me? Blaming me. Tormenting me. Punishing me. If I could do it differently, I would do it differently. I want to be open to the possibility that I am an amazing person. I'm willing to look. Even when I feel awful. Even when I want to cry. Cuss. And run away. All in the same breath. And here I am. Willing to tap.
Willing to look ridiculous.
And feel bad.
All at the same time.
I'm becoming conscious.
I want to own
the magnitude of that. Because there were decades.
I couldn't have made
the connection.
To its me.
It's my limitations. It's my limited program.
I wish I could uninstall.
All this outdated software. I wish I could install.
Quickly.
All the things I desire.
Compassion.
Forgiveness.
Acceptance.
And wouldn't it be lovely
if I could consider
installing all of those.
For me.
Oh, I can't do that. If I find it feels bad.
It's limiting.
It could have been done better.
My MO
is to make it worse.
Feel bad.
Beat myself up.
Get depressed.
Be grumpy.
Eat too much.
Drink too much.
Talk too much.
Sleep too much.
Spend too much.
I know all the ways.
To increase the guilt.
I know how to beat myself up.
I'm quite good at it, thank you.
And I'd like to be open to the possibility.
That this old way of being
no longer serves me.
What else would I do?
I can't like it.
I want to be open to the possibility.
That compassion.
Acceptance.
Forgiveness.
Doesn't mean I'm stuck.
Doesn't mean
I want to do it again.
Oh, I am so convinced.
If I cut myself some slack,
I'll be a loser forever.
The funny part of this story
is I never cut myself any slack.
And I'm not happier.
Or richer.
Or thinner.
Or smarter.
So wouldn't it be nice
if the voice
could reconsider.
This isn't working.
I'm human.
I am so perfectly human.
That I'm a mess.
And I'm also
amazing.
I'm mean.
And I'm generous.
And I'm generous.
Sometimes.
I'm motivated.
Other times. Couch potato. I am so perfectly human. I'm not here to be God. And I'm not. I'm doing it right. I feel pain.
I feel regret.
I feel hope.
I feel desire.
Oh my gosh.
I get an A+.
In humanity.
I am a master
at being my own human experience.
This craziness,
this painful reality,
where I keep believing
I should be better than that.
I should be perfect.
Smarter.
Kinder.
More saintly.
This belief
that I'm never enough
is really getting old.
This belief
in scarcity.
I get it.
It's in my DNA.
It's hard to be human.
Our needs are not met.
There are no mothers alive
that can meet all the needs
of a human child.
It's stacked against me.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could see it differently?
I want to see it differently.
I want to feel it differently.
I want to acknowledge
what I want to do better,
and then do better.
I want to skip the drama.
The self-pain.
The self-inflicted pain.
Oh, and that other pain.
When I put it on others.
I might like to skip that too.
Maybe not yet.
Maybe I will.
Wouldn't it be nice
to own all my junk
and love myself anyway.
I am so perfectly human.
Sometimes
I say profound things.
Sometimes
the stupidness
that comes out of my mouth
is shocking.
I am so perfectly human.
Sometimes
I cry
and I don't even know why.
And sometimes
I belly laugh so hard.
It's contagious.
I am perfectly human.
Sometimes
I'm so guilty.
It's claustrophobic.
Sometimes
I'm so inspired.
It's amazing.
I am perfectly human.
Sometimes I regret things.
And sometimes I'm proud of myself.
I am so perfectly human.
Sometimes I love people.
And sometimes I'm sure.
I want to commit murder.
I am so perfectly human.
Sometimes I eat and sleep well.
And sometimes I don't.
I am so perfectly human.
Sometimes I'm kind and generous.
And sometimes
I'd rather not be me.
I'm perfectly human.
I'm doing it all right.
For today.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a break?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could focus on tomorrow.
Or if I could focus.
Not on what just felt.
Bad.
But on what I'm going to do with it.
I want to learn a new practice.
Of being present.
You may have hurt me.
I may have hurt you.
I may have hurt both of us.
And now I get to choose.
To have more wisdom.
More experience.
And if I screw it up,
I am so perfectly human.
That I can choose again.
I can choose again.
I am so perfectly human.
In the department
of needing to choose again.
I am a master.
I am a master.
I am enough.
Enough.
I cannot get
being me
wrong. There's no one else to be.
There's no one else to be.
I am perfectly me.
I am perfectly me.
And I am intending.
And I am intending.
I am expecting to see the value.
Of the uniqueness.
Of the amazing.
Value
and greatness.
Of being uniquely
me.
Me.
Okay, big deep breath.